Vietnam. Viva ANC, viva!
Viva
ANC, viva!
Viva
COSATU, viva!
Viva
SACP, viva!
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa recently took the party's local government elections campaign to the Free State, the home province of suspended ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule. Ramaphosa's campaign started off on Sunday in Harry Smith, where he was confronted with the community's problems, mainly lack of proper housing and water cuts. The campaign trail of Ramaphosa, which drew positive response from the community of Harry Smith, then moved to Phuthadichaba, formerly known as Gwagwa, also in the Free State. There, Ramaphosa attended four community meetings where he addressed communities who complained about random electricity cuts and poor service delivery overall. Following his campaign in Harry Smith and Phuthadichaba, both of which fall under the Maluti Apufong local municipality, on Monday, Ramaphosa moved to the Mangaung Metro Municipality in Bloemfontein. He addressed two community meetings where more or less the same problems were raised, but what took the cake in Mangaung were the state of bad roads within and around the city and the townships of the metro. Ramaphosa's Free State visit was concluded at the Machabeng local municipality, which includes the towns of Virginia and Welkom. Ramaphosa, in all his community meetings, promised the communities better service delivery and that their problems will be resolved. He did promise that the ANC was undergoing a renewal process and asked for forgiveness from the communities that have been failed by ANC governments since 2016. Ramaphosa's campaign in the Free State, at least on the face of it, appeared to have been successful thanks to the large crowds that attended all the meetings. But whether this will translate to votes come November 1 is another story altogether. But the communities of Free State appear desperate for improved service delivery after 5 years of struggling and ANC internal battles that have rocked them. Mawande Amashabalala, reporting for Times Live Multimedia.